The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Friday, October 20, 2023. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel highlighted the importance of singing for the first time 155 years ago, the Bayamo anthem, which emerged during the battle for independence from Spain and became the national anthem. On a social network account, the head of state recalled a thought from the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, when he said that the interpretation of the national anthem on October 20, 1868, coincided with the act of arms with which the revolution achieved the first and most important military victory over Spanish colonialism. To commemorate the event, Cuba celebrates National Culture Day as part of a program that began on October 10, which this year has been symbolically extended until October 28, the date of the 75th anniversary of the National Ballet of Cuba. Composed by the revolutionary and poet Pedro Felipe Figueredo y Cisneros, the Bayamo hymn urges Cubans to fight for freedom as the supreme goal to be achieved even at the cost of our lives. The China Internet Information Center and the Latin American news agency Prensa Latina signed a collaboration agreement that covers content exchange, joint production, training of journalists, and mutual support. The president of Prensa Latina, Luis Enrique González, told his Chinese counterpart, Wang Xiaohui, that this is a great opportunity to cooperate in favor of a new world information order. For his part, Wang stressed that both entities have common objectives in the area of communication and are complementary. Therefore, collaboration will allow them to make the most of their potential in both content and audiences. Both sides are committed to actively promote the use of each other's news, photos, and comments on their respective platforms. They will also cooperate in the production of news and videos on topics of common interest. The diplomatic corps accredited in Cuba will be informed this Friday on the report Need to Put an End to the U.S. Economic, Commercial, and Financial Blockade Against the Island, which the United Nations will debate next November. Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez revealed in a press conference on Thursday to the diplomatic representatives another documented denunciation against the genocidal act of the White House that causes suffering among the population and huge economic losses. The foreign minister said that Washington ignores the position of the United Nations, whose General Assembly has voted on 30 occasions for the unconditional elimination of this extraterritorial and inhumane policy. In spite of this world demand, the objectives of the blockade continue unalterable. In an effort to destroy the national economy, prevent access to financing, cause hunger among the population, and cause the collapse of the revolution, the minister said. The Vienna Hall of the Union of Writers and Artists of Cuba, UNIAC, will host Honoring the Day of Culture as of this Friday, an exhibition of works done by Cuban poet and painter Regino Botti under the title Watercolors, Drawings, and Pastries. Over 30 works make up the exhibition Watercolors, Drawings, and Pastries by Botti, an intellectual considered among the most important literary voices of the early 20th century in Cuba. According to art critic Jorge Núñez Montes, this collection of paintings treasures a plentiful and almost unknown plastic activity Botti developed in parallel to his literary activity. In his note to the exhibition catalog, Núñez Montes underlines the Botti when he names or paints a place, a geographical feature or a building, he does it to protect, keep, and preserve it. Cuban ambassadors to Ethiopia and to the African Union, Jorge Lefebvre and Lourdes Marrero, respectively, participated in the embassy in Ramallah in an act of solidarity with Palestine and its people. Lefebvre also signed the Book of Condolences, opened for the genocide perpetrated by Israel against the people of the Gaza Strip. According to the latest report of the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, 927 structures were destroyed and 4,337 damaged by Tel Aviv's bombardments. OCHA stressed that since the beginning of hostilities on the 7th of October, 3,785 Palestinians have been killed, including 1,524 minors and 1,444 women. And in the international agenda, we have that the promoters of the 36-day strike in Bolivia at the end of 2022 are accused of various crimes and will have to prove their innocence in court, an official source assured. The accused are former president of the Santa Cruz Civic Committee, Romulo Calvo, the rector of the Autonomous University, Gabriel René Moreno, Vicente Cuellar, the vice rector, Reynero Gas, the legal advisor of the so-called Interinstitutional Committee, José Luis Santisteban, and the governor of Santa Cruz, Luis Fernando Camacho, who has been detained since the end of December in the maximum security prison of Chonchocoro, Department of La Paz, for the coup d'etat first case. Camacho will appear for the plot that forced the resignation of former constitutional president Evo Morales in November 2019, imposed a de facto government headed by Jeanine Añez, and gave rise to the massacres of El Pedregal, Sacaba, and Sencata, with a balance of 38 dead, hundreds of wounded, and thousands of prisoners. The accused are under investigation for the crimes of terrorism, resolutions contrary to the Constitution, racism, discrimination, attacks on freedom of work, criminal association, and disturbances. Meanwhile, the second vice president of Costa Rica, Mari Munive, will participate in the meeting of migration convened by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador to be held in Mexico on October 22nd next, as reported by the Presidential House. The event was López Obrador's idea, given the migratory crisis that the region is experiencing from Ecuador to Canada, in which thousands of people travel through Central America, desiring to reach North America. A statement released by the Presidency of Costa Rica indicates that the meeting seeks to promote a dialogue on joint actions that will enhance the capacities for development and addressing the migration phenomenon from a humanitarian and solidarity vision. According to the statement, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, Haiti, Cuba, Panama, Belize, and Costa Rica will participate. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.